We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school softball, Riverside. Bulldogs off to a decent start so far this year, a 2-1 beginning as we talk right now with head coach Lacey Patterson with Riverside Softball. And coach, how do you feel about your team at the start of this season?
Feeling pretty good. You know, we've had our ups and downs coming off of state track with not very many practices, but the girls have put in work in the off season, so we're not doing too shabby.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem like you've had any problems scoring runs so far. A 10-7 win over Trainer, 10-2 win over Tri-Center. Your loss was to West Monona. They're a pretty good club, 8-6, but you were still in that game. What has been the highlight with the bats so far?
Right, our girls, a lot of them work in the off season, so that helps tremendously, but they really, you know, they want to hit the ball. They go up there not hoping to walk. They want to get on, hit the ball, so that helps us.
Who have been some of the hitters that have really, you know, stood out so far?
You know, our top four usually are power hitters, but then last night, you know, Lily Reed, Adeline Martins, they really stepped up and had multiple different RBIs for us, but we usually look at Peyton Schaefer, you know, and Ellie Henderson gets on the bases and runs around them quick, so.
Yeah, I mean, Peyton is a tremendous young player, an eighth grader a year ago. This year, she's a freshman. Last year, she hit 352 with four homers and 28 RBIs. Obviously, there's a lot of talent there and obviously a pretty good pitcher as well. You know, what can you tell me about Peyton and, you know, how she's, you know, come together as a player and even how she's looked this year compared to last?
Right. She works hard. She had to get a new pitching coach this offseason, and that has pushed her tremendously. She's grown leaps and bounds for us pitching wise this year. And then hitting, you know, nothing surprised us at all this year. She's awesome. She doesn't let the mental block get to her. She's pushes hard whether she's having a good night or not.
What works for her most pitching?
It really just depends, you know. Sometimes she'll be like, my change is really working in warm-ups, and come game time, it's, no, her curve is actually working really well. So, honestly, it's just day-to-day right now until we really find, you know, something solid once we get in the groove of things.
Yeah, obviously just a great all-around player overall. I mean, there's a lot of good young talent here. I mean, Caden Schnack hit 402 last year as a freshman. Madison Kelly hit 287, but had four home runs, 34 RBIs. You know, just what do you, and then of course now some of this young talent is becoming even a veteran type of talent. Mm-hmm. What do you make of just these young players and how they've developed here?
You know, younger players, in my opinion, are easier to develop. So being able to be with these girls since, you know, their eighth grade year has really helped develop them to what we want them to be, myself and Daryl. So now they just kind of know what our expectations are and they strive to achieve them.
And it seems like you got a lot of power on this team, which not a lot of teams, there'd be a lot of coaches that like to be in your spot right now. What do you make of just the power that your lineup has and the threat that it brings?
Right. I really like to play small ball. And so these girls are trying to achieve that for me, but it's so hard when, like you said, they've got power. So we're trying to find the best of both worlds.
So you want to play small ball, but they want to hit it out of the ballpark. How does that work?
Right, which I can't argue with them, so.
You're not going to argue when somebody hits a two-run home run or a three-run home run or something, right?
Right. I think it was against West Monona. I wanted Caden to lay down the bunt. She didn't. And then the second pitch, she hits a home run. So, great.
You just throw your arms up and say, okay.
Right.
That's funny. But I guess that just goes with the talent that you have on this team, that they have the ability to do things that you may not even expect. And how much does maybe success in other sports help with the players here in softball?
Oh yeah, I think that's a big thing. You know, they've made it to state in volleyball multiple times and then almost basketball, state track. So, you know, just wanting to push to make that in softball too.
What about defensively, kind of up the middle? A lot of teams will like to focus on catcher to shortstop, second, center field. How do you feel about your up the middle defense right now?
Well, we've had some injuries already this year, so but we've had girls step up and really, you know, we've got Ellie in center field. She's played there since she was an eighth grader, so she's got that covered for us. But then middles, right now we have Adeline Martins and Kate Schnack. They really work hard. And then Sophia, we just threw back in catcher, and she's done an awesome job.
So you've had injuries at catcher? What has happened there?
Yeah, Adeline Martins having some arm problems, so... And she did last year, so unfortunately, we were kind of waiting for it to happen this year, too. But Sophia Fenner, we kind of put a bug in her ear to catch, and she's jumped all over it.
Yeah. So, but Adeline still is able to play in the field and
right.
Yeah, just can't do
catcher.
Yeah,
she's been playing second base for us, so she's done a good job.
Yeah, where the arm doesn't have to flash as much there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Just overall, what can you say just about the makeup of this team and what they've been able to do so far this year in terms of, you know, early on and adjust from a great track season to now trying to have a great softball season?
Yeah, we have got 14 girls on our team, so we don't have the biggest team, but I believe all 14 girls do play a role in this, whether they believe it or not. So keeping these 14 out and keeping everyone positive and working hard and knowing everybody has a place on the team, that's a big thing for us this year.
Yeah. What do you see is the biggest key for this softball team to have success this year? I mean, they won 20 games last year. So what's it going to take to have similar success and maybe even do something more than what they did?
Right. I know the big thing we're pushing this year is our mental toughness, basically. So we know they're good athletes. We know they can perform. Now, once we get under pressure, we want to continue to perform. So that's what we're working on this year.
Well, let's hope it all comes together. Coach, really appreciate your time and look forward to following your Bulldogs throughout the upcoming season. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Lacey Patterson, head coach for Riverside Softball, with us here on KSOM.